You are listening to Weekend Debrief, a podcast of Grace Church in Dallas, Oregon, where we look back at the events and activities of the weekend in our church community and the world and talk about them in light of the gospel. Thank you for listening. Well, welcome to Weekend Debrief, episode 63. I am Pastor Dave.
Pastor Wes.
And we are glad to be back.
Yeah.
Had a week off.
Man, 2 weeks off for me.
Yeah. So Pastor David sat in for you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then you were just getting back and I was gone. So, and David was leaving and Ryan was gone.
Ryan's gone. It's kind of been the dance of the shells.
Right. We've always had, I think, two pastors here present.
Right. just not the same two.
Not the same two, right. So, yeah, you were in Idaho.
Yep. Made a quick trip over there. We had had a time to visit with some family. Corey was playing in a football game over there, an Oregon All-State game in Idaho.
Okay.
But it's how it worked this year. So
figure it out. I'm sure you'll be able to know why it happened that way.
Right. But it was good. Hot. I think they were playing. It was 100 degrees during the game time, and kids were struggling. Fans were struggling.
Yeah.
But he had the experience.
There
so
you go.
I guess we'll go with that.
So you went from extreme heat here to extreme heat there.
Right.
And we cooled off here. Then I went to California to a camp outside of Fresno all last week. They were experiencing record highs at the camp. So normal heat down in the valley of the 115 around Fresno, which I like to call the armpit of California. come up the hill, and usually it cools off to, the low 90s, high 80s, gets into, cool in the evenings. Mm-hmm. It didn't, not until the very end of the week. Mm-hmm. We were hitting 100 degrees up the hill at like 4,000, 4,500, feet above sea level. And it wasn't cooling off at night. And there were no air conditioning in any of the, any of the rooms or whatever. Outdoor chapel. So, just sweating bullets, and the whole thing. And then you get back to the room and you turn the fan on yourself and cool yourself off with blowing hot air on yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
And there's something just feels hotter when you're in the mountains and it's that hot. I don't know. The smell of the pine trees or whatever. Yep.
And there was humidity and because it's a little moister up in the mountains.
Right.
And, but survived that. So, and then David left to go to Kettle Falls last Saturday.
Yep.
So they're up. I've seen a couple posts of VBS pictures and stuff they got going on.
VBS doing some outreach things for the youth in the evenings. Look like even pulling little weeds.
Beautifying the parking lot of the church and the Village Missions Church that they're partnering with in Kettle Falls. And then Ryan and Kim are in Italy celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary.
Right.
Congratulations, Ryan and Kim.
That's right. Congratulations.
Busher. Yeah. Shout out to them. And I'm glad they finally went on the trip because for the last 2 months, every meeting, you can pray for us as we plan our trip, where we're going to eat and where we're going to stay.
What cafe we're going to be at.
Where am I? Are we going to get the espresso and the gelato and the pizza and the pasta? Curse you, Ryan Busher, and your trip to Italy.
Yeah, and well, they did a good job documenting their food adventures.
Yeah.
Too good of a job.
Yeah. I stayed off of Facebook, and then Amy said, did you see they got gelato three times in one day or something like that? I didn't.
Yeah.
And no, so then I had to get on Facebook.
Right, and look and see.
Then I'm fighting envy and jealousy.
But did you see how many, average, how many miles
they walked?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, if you're walking 15 to 17, miles a day,
you better be getting three gelato servings
a day. You should
probably
be eating three servings of gelato.
I agree. Yeah. I don't even know if that's enough.
It wouldn't be.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be. So, so they're getting ready to fly back, make the long trek back.
Right.
I think they were
in London last I saw, waiting for their return flight. So they'll be back on Sunday.
Yeah, be good to have them back. So, Sunday, good good gathering. Was great to have Brian Luker leading worship, and
little throwback to Brian used to lead worship on a regular basis along with Trish Daverkow back in the day, but had some of the, like, Reese Williams was back playing drums and Matt Graber was on bass. It was really, what was really cool, you had Wayne Graber on the steel guitar, Matt Graber, his son, on bass guitar, and Connor Graber, Wayne's grandson, Matt's son, on guitar.
Right.
And Reese would be like a nephew, I think Matt's nephew, on drums. So, yeah, and then Brian on, you know, lead guitar and, and singing. And, yeah, it was just a really cool. And Christy Hebert.
Yeah, I'm singing as well.
Who's been on worship team for years and years as well. So, yeah, it was really good. And, yeah, having Reed Saunders here for Reed Saunders Association and worldwide evangelist and a good friend. So,
yeah, I thought it was good. I'm just his... His story told ahead of time from, I think, when he was speaking in Africa, that it was the translator that said, "Brother, you don't speak too fast, you speak three fast."
Right, yeah, that's
you
right.
You could totally see that. He was a lot of energy, but obviously, I mean, great passion for the gospel. Yeah. And you could really, I appreciate just hearing his heart, that it wasn't just sharing a message. I mean, that's what it was, but there was so much more to that.
Right.
I mean, that very engaging with the congregation, and then just some practical tips and encouragement to get out and to share.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Say his story. Mm-hmm. Just the response that he called for.
And, right.
Yeah, I loved how he engaged with the congregation, asked for, you know, people to speak out. I think that helps, you know, remembering things. But then just the practical stuff, you know, the three-step approach to storytelling. Mm-hmm. So their story, your story, his story. Mm-hmm. The hand of hope, right? And going through just the, you know, you're created for a relationship with God. Your sin has separated you from God. And then, you know, going through the five steps there.
Yeah.
And just even the humor, he worked into a lot of it. And
the bonus step with
If they say no, then just slap them with the hand of hope.
Yeah.
But just, I mean, really boiled down evangelism and sharing the gospel to very simple, practical steps that anybody can do, anyone can remember. And if that doesn't motivate you to go out and be a part of, you know, God's mission to make disciples, then I don't know what would.
Yeah. You know, and one of the things just in his message is, I mean, really drew you in and encouraging, but then at the same time, it's kind of like that encouraging side hook coming that you were just, you knew that was, you were going to get hit, because it was, okay, now, so what are you doing about it? And that was kind of one of his, there were the two questions, but what are you doing about it?
Yeah, who do you know that needs Jesus, and what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, so it was just a great reminder that we all have a responsibility. That Great Commission is for us as the church, individuals, to go out and to live a life that is gospel centered. That is, I mean, we are with Christ. I think he even said, with Christ, we're missionaries, and that sometimes we just need to be reminded of that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was the heart without Christ is a missions field. Mm-hmm. The heart with Christ is a missionary.
Yeah.
So you're one or the other.
Right.
You either need Jesus or you're sharing Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's the only two options you got.
Yeah, yeah. That was good. So, nice that he's local.
Yeah.
And
hopefully we'll have him back. We were talking today. Mm-hmm. You know, he shared like a weekend seminar's worth of material. You know, speaking three fast, a weekend's worth of material in a 45-minute sermon.
Right.
It would be great to have him come out and do a more thorough, fleshed out seminar on personal evangelism and discipleship.
Yeah, that'd be really good. So just kind of a plug for what we want to see coming up in the fall. We did this the year before, but Christianity Explored.
Yeah.
That opportunity for us as a church body to begin identifying. Actually, we have our cards that Reed had given us and challenged us with some names, but those are some individuals that we could extend that invitation for the Christianity Explored classes, that it is a non-threatening environment, but just inviting people to come hear the gospel, to engage with to be able to be free to ask those hard questions or those questions maybe they just have been had reservation about asking. But so that's a great way coming up as a church, a resource that that we want to give people an opportunity to,
What did you think of that that study he referenced from Barna early on? I think it was 90% of Christians will never share their faith with another person. How does that strike you? I mean, that floored me when I heard it. But then thinking it through, you know, not shouldn't be that surprising, maybe.
Right. It's not, but it is. I mean, it immediately I felt conviction.
Right? Am I in the 90%?
Okay, when was the last time that... I mean, there's plenty of opportunities as a pastor that we have gospel-centered conversations, but probably 90% of those are with other believers.
Right.
So there was some conviction on my part, like, okay, do I fall in that 90%? Well, honestly, at times.
At times.
But I think it also is. I think it should really challenge us to say we have the greatest message ever given. We have the cure for death in this message to share. But I think that one of the key things that Reed said that should take some responsibility off our shoulders is that the reminder, all we've been called to do is to share. It is not up to us to save people. It is God has the power through the Holy Spirit that He's going to draw people to Himself. But our job is just to share, and we can leave it at that.
Yeah.
And He will give us the strength to do so.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I mean, that was one of the call and response things he did was, you know, you say God saves, and then you say, you know, we share.
Yeah.
That's our responsibility. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, God saves, we share. That's our role, and we better be sharing.
Yeah. Yeah, but that statistic, I wonder what that statistic looks like. I would imagine that is, I haven't looked at that Barna study, but I would imagine that is probably North America, the United States. I wonder.
I would assume so.
Yeah, I wonder what that looks like in other countries in Africa and in India, where the gospel is and there's been such a great response.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a tough statistic to have to swallow.
Yeah. So it was the second of two guest speakers that we had. First, Andrew White, who we both missed in person.
Right.
We got to see the recording of that or the live stream. Mm-hmm. I got to watch it just yesterday, and I finished it today.
Yeah.
And great message for a young guy who's not as experienced in ministry, especially preaching ministry to an adult congregation.
Yeah.
Been the last 5 years in youth ministry in two different churches, but I was really impressed with Andrew and just the thoroughness that he had studied the text and organized way of presenting the text and really challenging. I think stepped on some toes, but in a healthy biblical way.
Right. It wasn't heavy-handed.
Right.
But some really tough topics that I felt like he just hit head on. Let Scripture do the speaking to it. I thought it was really good. A lot of great feedback that I've heard from people in our church from a variety of ages, from early adult through more experienced adult.
Yeah.
Just how they were challenged and felt like that he really presented the gospel well, and I thought he did a great job.
Yeah. So it's great to see someone that's come up through our youth ministry and mentored under some of our guys and then to be preaching that well and having experience in ministry, not currently in ministry, but looking and praying at what's next, and we're praying along with him. And what a great great example of discipleship to see, you know, the Ben Potloffs and David Beagleys and others in the church who had, you know, mentored him. And I know, you know, his grandfather, Bill White, and, you know, friends of his like Dan Lanyon and others that people who have poured into his life over the years. And now to see, and his wife Hannah too, grew up also in our youth group. And, you know, now they're married and in ministry together, and she's pursuing a counseling degree and, you know, all of those things. And just how cool to see the Lord growing up the next generation of Christian leaders, counselors, pastors, and we got to have a part in that in some fashion. So that should be the norm, not the exception, right?
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah.
Can you believe that, I mean, we're already staring the end of July.
Yeah, no, it's gone by really fast.
Yeah. This summer has just really zoomed by. But that being said, I had a Facebook memory that came up a couple weeks ago, and it was the first night that we did our praise and prayer time out in the backfield last year, and thought, man, that it seems so long ago, but yet it was just it didn't seem all that long ago.
Right.
But coming up in this next month in August, We kind of wrap up things coming, you know, we're going to wrap up Summer Sunday School here in another 3 weeks. We'll have a little bit of a break, but what are some things that you were looking forward to towards the end of August, maybe into the fall? Of course, I have an idea what you're kind of looking forward to.
There's some stuff I'm looking forward to for sure. I think, you know, August we've got Vacation Bible School. It's still done a little different than last year, different than past years, but a family's VBS with morning and evening options. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great VBS. I'm really excited about that. End of the month, Church in the Park. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
So
barbecue
and
back to that.
Yeah. So. And then this Sunday, we are asking people to turn in their pledge cards. Mm-hmm. And then August 1st, we're looking at doing an evening celebration. We'll have collected those cards, crunch the numbers, and have an idea of where we're at, and really be able just to thank the Lord for, you know, whatever it is He's provided. And as we look to the future for wisdom, and just a time for our church to come together around that, which I think will be great. In the fall, we've got, you know, the kickoff of Grace Groups again. Mm-hmm. We've got, we're going to have the Lord's Supper and Family Meals return on the third Sunday of the month, where we share meals together once a month and take communion and have a time of worship and fellowship and a time set aside and programmed to not have a program.
Right.
But set aside time for us to share a meal, to worship, to take communion together. And those are really special times.
Yeah. It's definitely, if someone is newer to the church, this is a great opportunity to meet others, but then just to have that not scheduled and just more of a relaxed atmosphere to enjoy a meal together. Liz Fast and her team do a tremendous job with the meals, and it's just a great way to bring us together as a church.
And then the third week of September, I'm going to be starting my sabbatical for 3 months, we'll be stepping away from the church for 3 months to have some time to refresh and to rest, but also to write my dissertation for my doctoral program.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like rest to me.
That part will not be rest.
We've
got some other rest planned, and we're working on scheduling.
But that, I can only imagine that once you get that done, I mean, that's just going to be a weight.
Yeah, the relief of that is going to be huge.
I can remember a 10-page paper, you know, writing those in college, and when you get done, you just feel better. But this is just a little bit
150, 200 pages. Yeah, it'll feel great.
Yes, yeah.
To have that done.
That'll be great. There'll be a great celebration when that's that is all done.
So. Yes, and I don't think my wife will ever let me go back to school again.
That's
so,
right.
At this point, I don't want to, but I've said that every time, and then somehow I end up back in it.
All right. So so we want to do Pastor's Palette, but before we get to that point, let's see where we're at time wise here. Oh, we're doing good. What?
We actually do set a timer.
We do.
We don't like to ramble on and on, even though it does seem like at times we do that. But
it's It's a scheduled rambling.
Yeah, that's right.
So what is what's something that, you've been up to lately? You were gone at camp, but yeah. What's something fun that, you've been up to?
So we've gotten to do a couple hikes. So we've gotten away as pastors mm-hmm. to Cascade Head. Then when you were gone, Amy and the girls and I went out there and hiked it again. Yeah, so a lot of fun. Get them up.
Same trail.
Yep, the girls did a great job. Got out to that little bluff overlooking everything.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, it was really, really great. Yeah. So got to enjoy that a little bit. And then, yeah, been... I just finally finished the fourth book in the Wing Feather Saga.
Okay.
So I've been reading that. I've talked about it a little bit. The ending was amazing.
Yeah.
In the way that the author, Andrew Peterson, pulled the whole story together and kind of, he ends it in a way that was somber yet hopeful and, in a way that left you, it wasn't a cliffhanger ending, mm-hmm. but it was just enough that it didn't like just neatly wrap everything up in it with a bow.
Yeah.
And you know, it was just enough of, huh, yeah. So what's next, you know? And it was just a really great ending. And the way, so the four books early on, you can tell that he's a Christian if you were looking for it, but it was very subtle.
Okay.
And then as he brings the conclusion to an end, he really just, the way he brings it together had such a beautiful picture of the gospel in a way that I think even someone who has become callous to or maybe just taking the gospel for granted, when you read it the way he puts it in the story, just really makes your heart kind of flood with grace. And
yeah.
it was a really, so that's been fun to finish that story up and wrap that up. So
nice.
Oh, only took me a year to read through all of that.
Okay. But, yeah. All right. Well, that's good. There was, I think I'd sent it to you. I came across that they're doing some animated series or something for that, mm-hmm. that tied to the book. So
yeah.
It'd be interesting to see how close those line up with each other.
Yeah, it looks intriguing for sure.
Oh, that's good.
How about you? What have you been up to?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've started a bowling. I'm on a bowling league.
All right.
So a summer bowling league with Cliff Merritt, Steve Schindel here at the church, and then Josh Berry, and it has been an absolute blast.
That's great.
If you've ever spent time in a bowling alley, you get a variety of people and a mixture of people. But it's been a great experience. Just having a fun time competing and doing something I haven't done in years. Every Sunday night, we have another 4 or 5 weeks. And
that's great.
So we're competing. Our team's name is Four by Grace.
There
so
you
we
go.
Had to figure some. How do we get the church name in there? But yeah, so we are we're currently in second place.
All right.
Out of three teams.
You're not in last.
We are not in
there
last.
You go.
And we are so close to that first place a lot. So
that's great.
It's been kind of good. Just to have that competition again. It's been a while since I've done something where you kind of have that team. Yet individual sides.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Awesome.
Been good.
Well, we both have been traveling.
Yeah.
And I would assume that means we've gotten to eat places that we don't normally eat.
Yes.
So I think this would be a good week for our monthly Pastor's
Palate. Jump in here.
Go for
Pastor's
it. Yeah.
Palette. So, traveling to Idaho. Now, one thing that is unique to Idaho that we had it here in Dallas for a while. Washington Street had this, but finger steaks.
Hmm.
Have you ever had? Mm-hmm. I mean, finger steaks are just strips of steak. I mean, kind of like, and then deep fried with a nice batter on there, and you dip them in. You can dip them in like a fry sauce or even a. Like a cocktail sauce, you know, a little horseradish mm-hmm. ketchup. Really, really good. But I have not found, and Washington Street had taken them off their menu, and I hadn't found anywhere else that has those. But used to be able to get them like Dairy Queen would sell them.
Oh, interesting.
But I think as far as, not that I've done a lot of research on this, but like Pendleton. was about as far
okay.
west as Dairy Queen went to where they sold them.
Interesting. Like, so it's more of a Midwest thing.
Yeah. So a finger steak basket.
Okay.
Is what, just like you'd get, you know, chicken strips yeah. or whatever, but tasty.
Deep fried and steak.
Yeah.
I mean, what could go wrong?
Really nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, really nothing. So I did find a recipe that was kind of connected with my family once removed or something like that of the original finger steak recipe in the, out of the Boise area. So that is, we're going to have to give it a shot.
There you go.
So,
that sounds great.
Yeah, give the new air fryer a try and see,
that's a great
see idea. How that works.
On yeah, that's
but,
a great idea.
All that to say, the one place that a lot of times we like to stop, if timing allows, is we're coming, either going to or coming back from Idaho, is in Boardman. Boardman's about halfway. It's C&D's restaurant.
Mm.
And it's just right off the freeway. But hand-scooped real ice cream milkshakes.
Nice.
So none of that, you know, none of that fake, you know,
yogurt or
frothy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it is
soft serve.
Yeah, it is scooped ice cream. I
very
mean,
nice.
The peanut butter chocolate ooh. Milkshake.
Yum.
Tied in with what they call the Bozo Burger. So it is, it's a cheeseburger, bacon, lettuce, tomato, onion, cheese. It's delicious.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, the Bozo Burger and the chocolate peanut butter milkshake at C&D's.
Yeah, that's, you only have to drive, you know, towards Idaho to...
No, I mean, you're only a mere 4-ish hours away.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah.
A piece of cake.
Yeah, for a milkshake.
Cake. All right. So mine is also a burger restaurant.
Okay.
Two of them, actually. So I mentioned one a couple weeks ago, but when we did the hike, we stopped at Highway 101 Burger in Lincoln City
okay.
to get the...
Stop. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You stopped by...
Yeah.
Isn't that on the opposite end of
well, yeah,
Cascade?
You have to like intentionally go there. It wasn't like we were just passing
okay,
by and stopped
it,
in.
Like,
but
stopped by.
No,
it was,
we
okay,
went
okay.
on the hike and then to the Highway 101 Burger
okay.
for burgers.
That
so.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Can I continue
that,
my
yeah,
story now? Okay. So yeah, stopped by Highway 101 Burger
yeah.
and for the first time, I think in 2 years, got to have one of their burgers.
Those
and
are good.
They are phenomenal. They are very much like an animal style In-N-Out burger, but everything about it is better than In-N-Out.
Yeah.
So
aren't they're a thicker burger
little,
too, right?
Thicker yeah. burger. They're the cheese is just it's like it, there's a little bit more grease, I think. they're grass fed fresh patties.
Yeah.
The way the cheese melts in the grease
yeah.
and caramelizes a little bit.
Yeah.
All and then their fries are way better than In-N-Out fries.
Mm-hmm.
They got a great fry sauce and yeah, so if you want it's the greasy American cheese like American burger.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy or frilly about
right.
it. Just a good solid good. American greasy burger.
There
that's the place.
All right.
So then the other place was in Fresno. We got the guy Jeff who was taking us to the airport after camp. It took us, so Maggie was with me, and we went uh-huh. to the Colorado Grill,
okay.
Which is a chain around Fresno area. I don't think
okay.
it's anywhere else. I haven't
yeah.
seen it anywhere else. And I got the Mile High Burger, which had a secret, like, sweet mustard sauce on
yeah.
it, pastrami,
okay.
lettuce, tomato, and a double burger.
Ooh.
And the combo was great.
Oh.
It was just, yeah,
oof.
Really good. And fresh and tasty
yeah.
and yeah
okay.
so it had like the 60s 70s diner vibe
okay.
in it
yeah
and so yeah the red checkers and
right.
you know everything the shiny vinyl and,
right oh,
yeah. but then yeah just phenomenal burger and really really good place.
All right, that's good. Hey, have you ever had a just thinking about burgers you like fried eggs
mm-hmm.
have you ever had a fried egg on your burger?
I have. The Royal
yeah.
Red Robin Burger.
The Royal Red Robin
has one.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And I've had it elsewhere too.
Yeah.
But when that egg like kind of like pops and
yeah.
goes down. Oh.
Yeah. I,
wow.
You know, I was like, I love eggs. And I was like, I don't know. And I tried, I mean, it's been years ago when I tried it and I thought, that is really good.
Yeah, it's sold. I mean,
yeah.
it's kind of like deep frying a steak. Like, how would
right.
we mess this up?
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
yeah. Yeah. I haven't had one in a long time because my wife abhors eggs
okay.
and refuses to let me. She says I will sleep on the couch if I eat a fried egg on my burger. On your burger. So
okay.
I haven't ordered it since we've been married, I don't think. But okay. I remember loving it before that.
Yeah.
And I may have had one when I was out of town somewhere else.
Okay.
Because I didn't. Right. There was no need to sleep on the couch then.
Right. But. Right. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's the...
That's Pastor's Palette.
That's Pastor's Palette. Another...
There we go. So go to Boardman, Fresno, or Lincoln City.
There you go. There's your options. Yeah. I mean, what kind of... Yeah. That's going to cover everywhere you need to go.
Pretty much.
And if you got to go north, then just stop at PDX Sliders. There you go.
I think we need to do some on-site research.
Yes.
So we can actually... properly speak to, because it's been about a year and a half since we've made it up there.
Yeah.
We were up there at a church conference, and it just so happened it was right next door to it.
Right next door.
Yeah.
We should definitely do some research on that. I'm sure that things have changed. And
of course. They had to have. Yeah. So, but see, I got introduced to PDX Sliders because it was one of the places that during my seminary seminars, when we were up there, we'd do lunch. And every class, we had to at least hit PDX Sliders once. Because it's just so happens to be right down the street from Salt and Straw also. So, yes. PDX Sliders... So you get the like the Burlington or they're all named after like Portland bridges. Or the Selwood or the there were some good ones there. There's like a fried chicken
with that
sauce.
The sauce, yeah.
And
the aioli sauce, yes.
And then they've got those like really crispy fries and then the Portland ketchup.
That's the place that sold me on Portland ketchup.
And you can't go back.
You can't. You just can't go back. Now I've become a ketchup snob, and Portland ketchup's all I buy.
Yeah. And they occasionally will have it at Costco in a 3-pack.
Yes.
And so we will stock up and then have... But when we run out, there's mourning in the Bertolini household because you just... It's not the same.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't stay on the shelf very long.
No. But yeah, so then walking... So having that and then walking up to Salt and Straw... Mm-hmm. And you know, get our steps in, and then you have a split cone of a couple other different flavors.
That's of course after you've tried all the different varieties.
Well, of course,
flavors.
You need to. Yeah. I mean, of the 20 flavors they have on that day, 20 to 25 flavors, you need to know which two you're going to narrow it to.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. I mean, are you going to do the strawberry with balsamic glaze on it? Yeah. Are you going to do the, what is it, the pear and gorgonzola cheese?
Gorgonzola. Yeah.
Or the habanero fruit one. That's the list goes on and on.
Yeah. That's I'm hungry. I'm ready for some dessert.
There we
now.
Go.
Yeah.
Well, right. We may have time to head up. Just kidding. But that would be awesome. We can do a live episode from PDX Slider sometime.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, hope you have a great rest of your week and look forward to seeing you on Sunday. We'll continue our series, The Man Called Paul, with Galatians 2:1-14.
Yep. That'd be great. And stick around after second hour for Q&A on the building project. As well as Harbor Network.
That's right.
Yeah. Look forward to seeing you then.
Have a great rest of your week.